put logs on something shaped like this, and then they have one on one end shaped like this and one on the other, and lay the log. Mm-hmm. What was that called?
Well, I don't remember.
Do you ever hear a wood rack?
Yeah, wood rack.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And, and then in the morning, you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Uh-huh. They'd have those too.
Yeah.
And men, if they wanted to sharpen their straight razors, they'd use a leather.
Yeah, sharp.
Mm-hmm. And what would they put in a pistol if they wanted to fire a pistol? They'd use a.
No, they'd put cartridges, you know.
Uh-huh. And when children would be playing, like on a. Did you ever see them play like on a plank and one end up and down? Yeah, what was it?
Seesaw.
Oh, they had those?
Yeah.
And did you ever know
them? Then they had a flying jenny that went around and around. After our kids was grown and had boyfriends, they'd get out overnight and play on the flying jenny.
They did. Oh, no.
That's really made enough to talk about the way they used to do when they...
Yeah, like, sure. I bet that they can't... I bet their kids can't believe that they used to do all that.
No.
They can't believe it. Well, what about a rope? Like
a swing.
Yeah, did they do that?
Yes, we had swings like that.
Did you ever see a board that was kind of limber and...
Yeah.
And then it'd be like fastened at both ends and they'd jump?
Yeah.
What? They had those too to play on?
Yeah.
What did they call that? Do you know?
Just a place to jump, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that at Dyer, I think it was, you had coal.
Yeah, we burned coal in it.
You burned coal?
We burned coal in grades in the wall.
Yeah.
There.
What would you call like a container for coal that you might keep close to that grate? You'd call that a...
Well, we had to... An iron basket, they called it, to put the coal in.
Uh-huh.
Because it was back in the wall.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like a fireplace, only it was made out of iron.
Mm-hmm.
We called it a basket, you know, to put the coal in and burn the coal in that basket. And, of course, the ashes would fall down here.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you were carrying it from the little coal house, I think you said you had
a coal bucket.
That's what you'd use, a coal bucket.
Coal bucket, yeah.
Now, in the stove, what would run from the stove to the chimney to get the smoke out?
Stove pipe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you were sharpening if they wanted to sharpen like a sickle or something, you know, they used in the field, what would they use
Well, if they're just sharpening a hole, they use a file.
Uh-huh.
But if they're sharpening a sickle to cut hay, emery sickle that turned with a weaver, you know, and hold your whatever you're just sharpening on that and sharpen it, you know.
Oh, now that would be, did you ever see a big stone that would have a...
That grindstone.
Uh-huh, like a handle or something.
Yeah. I'll turn them many a time.
Oh, you have? Yeah.
Sharpen the axe, you know.
Oh, that's what you'd use for the axe. Well, what about...
Hatchet and axe and things like that.
What about a small rock to sharpen things with? Did you ever see anything?
Wet rock.
Or something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you see?
Yeah.
Well, you just know everything. You just know. Well, now, of course, in those days, of course, you'd go to town in a wagon.
Yeah.
I guess. That'd be the only way. Of course, nowadays people won't go to town and just jump in.
Oh, yes, they go in the car.
Sure.
They can't walk now.
No way.
Oh, we used to walk.
Oh, you did?
We walked a mile to church, Sunday school and church, but we never missed a Sunday going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.